you first get sort of an idea that you wanted to get on Don't Kill It?
Well, I mean, really, it's as soon as I read the script, you know, it just sort of had a certain kind of fun sensibility that kind of spoke to me. It's like, you know, and I think getting scripts like that are kind of rare. You know, most people mm-hmm. kind of, for most scripts, kind of go for one pure genre, you know,
yeah.
You know, which is horror or whatever. And I think it's rare that you kind of get that kind of almost 80s like fun quality to it. And I kind of, you know, just recognized it immediately because it's the kind of thing that I'm just very attracted to. You know, and so there, I just sort of connected with it right away. And you know, from there, you know, I started working with the writers, Dan Burke and Bobby Olson, and they were kind enough to kind of let me, you know, put my fingerprints on it and kind of keep pushing it in a, you know, even more extreme direction.
Yeah. And you talk about the 80s sensibility about the script. So did you see Dolph in the role as soon as you read it?
I wouldn't say it was immediate, but when someone brought up the idea of Dolph being in it, then it all kind of gelled together,
yeah.
And it was like, yeah, that totally could work. That would work. That would work great.
Yeah, and you're talking about like putting your fingerprints on the script and stuff. It is horror. It sort of has these dramatic elements and sort of like it's big action, you know, exploding bodies and all that. But was it difficult to sort of balance all those different sort of genres and sort of?
Not to me. I mean, you know, again, it's just sort of kind of my natural voice as a filmmaker. It's like I love horror and I love, you know, the imagery of the macabre,
yeah.
But I like fun movies, you know. I like things like Big Trouble in Little China or Raiders of the Lost Ark, you know. I like kind of, you know, adventure movies, and I like, you know, and naturally I'm sort of drawn towards comedy, you know.
Yeah.
And so it really is just, to me, it's a very natural place to be. You know, the trick is that, you know, it's not what a lot of studios or producers are looking for. You know, they want, you know, the next guy who makes a real scary movie.
Yeah.
You know, and so it, in some ways, I love that I can do that and that I get to, but in some ways I do myself a little bit of a disservice just in the fact that, you know, that no one's really looking for that particular brand, you know, or
yeah.
Rarely, you know, does it kind of line up that way. So I was lucky to be able to do it, so.
Yeah, and sort of, there's a lot of lore when you're dealing with horror. Is how fun is that sort of piecing that together, sort of going, because it's a lot that you have to put in and sort of that has to be implied with the performances and sort of the imagery. So what's it like to sort of build a world where, you know, you have all this lore and you have these characters that interact with this unique world?
I think it's fun, you know, because, you know, sort of the whole thing, you know, to me, you know, at least what I've kind of learned over time, I mean, a lot of things go into what making a movie work, but one of the most important things is character, and, you know, and so having a character like that, you're able to sort of, you know, add a lot of history to him, just, you know, for one thing, just in his appearance, you know, there's a quality that he's been around for a while, and
yeah.
That he's traveled the world, and that all the pieces are from a different place, so you kind of get into the whole kind of spirit of this is its own world, you know, what, and, you know, at least for me, and I don't even necessarily have an answer to it, you know, you kind of wonder, like, well, what are the other demons that kind of inhabit the world, and what are kind of the other, you know, things and adventures that he gets into, you know. This particular one is about, you know, not killing it and non-lethal weapons, but,
yeah.
You know, what about when you just get the really nasty ones that are, you know, that just need a good shotgun blast to the head, you know,
yeah.
What is that adventure going to be like, you know, and so, you know, so I like having that possibility and knowing that there were adventures before it and that they're, you know, that at least that character,
yeah.
You know, would likely go on to adventures after.
Yeah, and what was it like sort of working with your actors to sort of, you know, give them that history and sort of, you know, because...
Well, I think, you know, everyone enjoyed it because it gave them something to draw mm-hmm. from, you know. I think Dolph kind of enjoyed it because it was a very different type of role for him.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think, you know, it kind of allowed him to play with a certain swagger that just
yeah.
did not give a fuck, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that he... you know, has been around, he's kind of bored by, you know, by death, you know, he's not particularly, you know, look, if you don't listen to me, you're probably going to get killed, and that would suck, You know, but he doesn't really, you know, I mean, in some ways, I mean, I don't want to call the character a bit of a dick, but he's not overly concerned about your well-being, because, you know, life and death is just something that, that you know, is a part of the job. And so, you know, and so I think we all had a lot of fun with that. I think that was all, you know, fun stuff to play with.
Yeah, and again, it's like, you're playing with a lot of different things, and there's like a lot of different beats, and it's sort of, there's twists and turns. So, you know, there's also a level of groundness to it. You do have the FBI coming in and sort of a level of self-awareness. So, you know, when you're writing it, is it at all difficult to sort of see it come together? Because again, there's these pieces like, you know, the FBI in there, but I do like the self-awareness too, because, you know, when Dolph's character first comes in, he's like, if you don't listen to me, this is how this goes. He gives him the rundown. So
I don't know, I mean, I will say it again, a lot of it is luck and a lot of it just sort of works out, but you know, but this one just sort of felt, you know, at least the sensibility to me felt very natural, and it just felt like everything, as long as was kind of in its place, would sort of gel together, and you know, I'm getting the sense that, that people, you know, are feeling that, that, that they kind of, you know, I think the most impressive thing to me is that, you know, it's a very violent, brutal movie, but because it's kind of light, it doesn't tend to offend people.
Yeah,
you know, it's like I'm torn if my mother should see it or not. but you know, it's weird. I don't have a lot of people telling me that that is way too violent for me. I cannot. I hate violence. I can't look at that stuff. You know, because it has kind of its tongue in cheek, it's not, you know, it doesn't really, you know, I don't find it offensive or overbearing. So you know, so it was neat to kind of see it all kind of come together. Yeah.
And, you know, you talked about sort of what studios are looking for and stuff. And I do feel like lately there have been a lot of, you know, they've taken a little more chances just because some movies are just really big or they're a lot smaller. So those smaller ones, they're taking some chances with it. Do you see yourself in that system sort of doing something like Don't Kill It on a bigger scale, or if you had a chance to make a sequel?
I would love to. They are not asking. You know? You know? It's like, I don't make tiny movies by choice, you know, because just tiny movies are nothing, you know. No, by all means, like anything else, like I would love to make bigger things, but, you know, I and again, maybe I've made a mistake, but I don't know. You know, you have two choices when you kind of get a project. You can kind of do it in a way that I feel is kind of safe and what people expect, and that hopefully people can go, oh yes, he's totally capable to do the next Sinister movie or whatever. Or you can kind of be true to yourself, feeling, you know, and again, I mean, it's a roll of the dice, and I really don't know if it's the right choice. You can be true to yourself and kind of go, look, I don't have a lot of time on this earth. I'm going to make the movie I want to see, and I want to hope that other people want to see that movie too, and we'll be happy. You know, we have plenty of Sinisters and things like that, you know, haunted house movies, whatever. It's like, you know, what we don't have is an overabundance of fun, funny, splattery, you know, demon movies, you know. So I'm kind of like, you know what, I'll kind of risk it and really embrace the freedom to kind of make the movies that I want to make, even though they're not what is necessarily selling, you know, or what is commercial, you know. I mean, I'm hoping I'll do it long enough that eventually people will just kind of come around to going, no, we do like that stuff. But again, it's not what the studios are looking for, you know. So.
Yeah. And I mean, personally, like, what I like to see in films is, I like to see a filmmaker that, you know, cares about what he's doing. I think even if it's something that I might not like genre-wise or stuff like that, I think it does show on the screen when someone is being very true to themselves and sort of speaking to their sensibilities on the screen. And, I mean, I think you've made the right choice.
Oh, cool, man. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. So, again, you're working with someone who is very iconic in genre films. You know, Dolph is sort of an icon of that era that you sort of get a lot of your influence from. So what was it like sort of working with him and sort of building this character and building this mythology?
Dolph was great, you know. It's the thing is, you know, he's not, you know, he's literally kind of an 800-pound gorilla, you know, and I don't mean that in a negative way. It's just that, like, he's going to do whatever he's going to do. So if he is not on board with what you're trying to do, then, you know, then he's going to probably try to steamroll right over you and, you know, and not, you know, it's like, I'm never going to overpower him physically.
Yeah.
Vocally or anything, so you have to hope that he's on board with what you're trying to do. And thankfully, I was very lucky that he trusted me and he liked where I was going with it, and you know, and he wanted to be a part of it and wanted to go with the ride and collaborate. You know, you know, he's certainly not either the type to just show up and just hit the mark and say the lines. He's not that guy either. So you know, so it's lucky it worked out. It really, you know, was the thing of like, okay, you know, he's sharp and he's on board and he wants to be here and he, you know, and he wants to work on this with me and not against me. So it was great, you know, it was really great collaboration, and I hope we get to do it again.
Stuff. As a last question, is there anything particular you're working on right now that you're really excited about?
No, I mean, in some ways, you know, it's really sad to me that come Friday, and it really is kind of dawning on me today, is that you know, the journey is over, you know,
yeah.
We worked for years, you know, you know, it's kind of done come Friday. There's really nothing else I can do other than the occasional interview or whatever, and it's almost now at that point looking back on it, you know, after Friday. And, you know, I've been through it enough that I don't expect that, like, oh, the phone's going to ring, it's Hollywood, they're offering you a new Marvel movie.
Yeah.
You know, so it kind of puts the pressure on me to kind of go back to the drawing board and, you know, and cook up some new things. But we are cooking currently. You know, we're definitely trying to get some things, you know, off the ground and going. So, you know, I really hope it's all sooner than later. So.